Today is Monday, the 11th of August, the Feast of St. Clare, in the 19th week of Ordinary Time. As you enter into prayer today, take a moment to slow down. Write down and notice where you are. As you hear Sanctus Dominus by Margaret Ritzer, notice what is around you. What else can you hear? What can you see? What is nearby? People, objects, nature. In all of this, God is present, right here, right now. God's presence sanctifies this ordinary place and these ordinary people, these ordinary things, and makes them holy. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And on the third day, he will be raised." And they were greatly distressed. When they reached Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes, he does." And when he came home, Jesus spoke of it first, asking, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tribute, from their children or from others. When Peter said, from others, Jesus said to him, then the children are free. However, so that we do not give offence to them, go to the lake and cast a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a coin. Take that and give it to them for you and for me.
Today is the feast of Claire of Assisi, friend and follower of Francis. She lived the same spiritual freedom, giving up wealth, family status, and comfort, because love compelled her. In Ignatian terms, she had found the indifference, the freedom to choose only what leads to God's greater glory. At the beginning of today's reading, we seem to hear this same attitude in Jesus' voice. Feel the tension in the air, the sorrow in the hearts of the disciples. And then this odd instruction, go fish, and from the mouth of a fish, retrieve a coin. How do you respond to this instruction? Where have you seen God's providence in the small things of today? Is there a coin you might be overlooking? Jesus teaches that as the Son, he is free from the temple tax, but he chooses to pay it, not from compulsion, but from love and humility. Consider where you are holding on to rights and privileges that you could let go. As you listen to the passage again, take time to reflect on how Jesus might be inviting you to act not out of obligation, but compassion and solidarity.
As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands. And they will kill him. And on the third day, he will be raised." And they were greatly distressed. When they reached Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes, he does." And when he came home, Jesus spoke of it first, asking, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tribute, from their children or from others?" When Peter said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the children are free. However, so that we do not give offence to them, go to the lake and cast a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a coin. Take that and give it to them for you and for me."
So that we do not give offence. Take a moment in this time of prayer to speak honestly with Jesus, opening your heart to him, trusting in his compassion and care for you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.